Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Here we go. I love this. Do you love this? I love this. Let's get started. Feet to the Fire Thursday with your host, Sergio Fassa. This from Fox News. After landslide primary defeat, Liz Cheney announces new anti-Trump group, says she's thinking about a White House bid. This is the titular head, the face of the anti-Trump Rhino, remember, Rhino means Republican in name only. Rhino, never Trumpers establishment who suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. She just got shellacked in a primary loss in, I think it was Wyoming, last week. And in her delirium, she's still saying, well, she lost by, I don't know. Over 60 points? Something. No. Oh, sorry. Her opponent had over 60% of the votes. She lost by something like over 35 or 37 points in the primary. And yet, she's resurrecting from her complete political wipeout. And she's going to come back and maybe even run for president. And she's going to spearhead all those Trump haters out there who are in Republican Party just looking for a spokesperson. Unreal. Totally deluded. The group, called The Great Task, gets its name from a phrase in the Gettysburg Address, and Cheney invoked President Abraham Lincoln in calling for the Republican Party to go back to its roots. These people are crazy. They have no idea that MAGA is the winning proposition. That's why she got destroyed in the election. That MAGA is as popular as ever. That Trump is as popular as ever, runs the party. He's claiming 26-0 of endorsement wins on this past Tuesday's primary elections. If there's any never Trumpers in the Republican Party, you could fit them in a thimble. The party is pro-Trump through and through. Now, what is the cause of this? Why do these never Trumpers hate him, especially in the Republican Party, to such a fever pitch, an obsessive, deranged point? It's feminism. It's feminism. They hate him because he is a strong male leader. Can I lean into the microphone? Which I don't have because it's actually a laptop, but we'll pretend I have a microphone. I'm leaning in. They hate him because he's a strong male leader. And for the modern woman, even the Republican modern woman, they grate against the alpha male. They hate it. The culture has been neutered by feminism, and we have trained everyone to be aghast at a dominant alpha male. But this is why I want to talk about it on the show today. Can I read Trump's tweet, his reaction to Liz Cheney's loss from last week? Well, it's not a tweet anymore because he's on Truth Social, so I guess it's called a truth. But this is why I'm talking about this, because Trump still epitomizes dominant leadership. This is why we need Trump. This is why we love Trump. This is why Trump has to stay in politics, has to run in 2024, because he is still head and shoulders above the rest because of what he's willing to say. Listen close to me. Everybody has this pious, sanctimonious posture and says, well, even if I like Trump, people who love Trump, I love Trump, but I don't like his tweets. If he could just stop tweeting. I don't like how he talks. I don't like, you know what? I'm doubling down in the other direction. I love how he talks. I wish he would tweet or truth more. It's fantastic. It's precisely the kind of leadership we're missing in the culture that we need. Did you hear that? Now, I'm not talking about four-letter words. I don't like when anybody uses four-letter words. I'm a Christian. But I've heard no claims on Trump's part to be a born-again Christian. I'm not talking in terms of in those terms. I'm talking not in spiritual terms of him being, say, a pastor. I'm talking about in the practical terms of what constitutes good and right leadership that we need right now in this culture, and we need renewed masculinity, renewed manhood, where a man will fearlessly say the truth, even at times with sarcasm, with a rhetorical tone, will say the truth right back into the face of the culture, and the culture blinks, not the leader. That's leadership. Can you listen to Trump? He said this after Liz Cheney lost. I assume that with the very big Liz Cheney loss, far bigger than had ever been anticipated, the January 6th committee of political hacks and thugs will quickly begin the beautiful process of dissolution. Question? Is that going to happen? Dissolution? This was a referendum on the never-ending witch hunt. The people have spoken. Thank you, Donald Trump, for calling the January 6th committee hacks and thugs. That's what they are. Our government's being run by a mafia. And they just had a mafia hit last week on the duly elected president's house in Mar-a-Lago, even though he hasn't been installed as president. They raided his house in Mar-a-Lago. It was a mafia thug hit raid, and nobody has the guts to say it. Next, he goes on. Liz Cheney's uninspiring concession speech in front of a, quote, tiny crowd in the great state of Wyoming focused on her belief that the 2020 presidential election was not, despite massive and conclusive evidence to the contrary, rigged and stolen. It was. And that's not even counting the fact that many election changes in numerous states were not approved by state legislatures, an absolute must. Liz Cheney is a fool who played right into the hands of those who want to destroy our country. Thank you very much. Call her a fool. You know what word the Bible uses for people like this? Fool. That's on the table. This isn't name calling. This is telling the truth. And thank you, amen, Donald Trump, for not backing down and articulating very emphatically and clearly that the 2020 election was stolen. Politicians refused to do it, and any conservative or Republican worth his weight knows, and I'm arguing, needs to take that public stand and publicly assert that we recognize that the 2020 election was stolen. No question. Last part of the tweet or truth. Congratulations to Harriet Hageman on her great and very decisive win in Wyoming. This is a wonderful result for America and a complete rebuke of the unselect committee of political hacks and thugs. Liz Cheney should be ashamed of herself the way she acted and her spiteful, sanctimonious words and actions toward others. Now she can finally disappear into the depths of political oblivion, where I am sure she will be much happier than she is right now. Thank you, Wyoming. Amen and amen. He's got the guts to say it. And sadly, she's going to continue her nonsense political career, whatever that amounts to. Listen, masculine leadership is fearless to speak up and to stand up. Very few have guts anymore. Trump has guts. And here's the problem. Women, even Republican women, even so-called conservative women, even women in the church, they say they're in favor of the traditional roles. They say they're in favor of the biblical roles. They say they're in favor of strong men and grace-filled women. But what they want in this culture is men, listen, who are tamed, obedient, compliant, and neutered. All these women out there, your Liz Cheney's, your Beth Moore's, claiming to be conservatives, Christians, Republicans, oh, they'll tell you till they're blue in the face they like strong men on one condition, that their man stays tamed, obedient, compliant, and neutered. And let me tell you something, that's not a leader, and that's not why we're men, is to be obedient and compliant. The Bible says that our God is a dread warrior, and I will live my life, this man, in my capacity as a dread warrior, because that's why we're called to be men, to stand and fight. We're not women, and we don't back down. That's why Trump is exemplary in his masculine leadership and his masculine personality. Liz Cheney vows to support opponents of election-denying Republicans, even if it means helping to elect Democrats. Good luck with that, Liz. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like ever-flowing streams. don't believe the hype out there. Real men fight for you.